So the first Rishon to speak about this issue, you should know it's not so much discussed amongst the Poskim, it's not, you can't find it so easily if you look for it, not in the Mishnah Berurah. But the first one to discuss this topic is the Rashba. The Rashba in Chidushim, it's brought in Bet Yosef, in Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Bet Yosef brings a Rashba, with Rashba debates. He says, Rapapa and the Gemara discussed all circumstances regarding a meal. What happens if you have things which are not relevant to the meal after the Moitzi? What happens if you have desserts? What profit do you make? What happens things which you have during the meal? He says one thing, the Rashba writes, one thing the Gemara didn't discuss at all. Things which come, this is his Loshon. V'ani mistapek b'inyan shmuatenu. Things which you have before the Suda, and you have a mind to eat bread afterwards. Now it's quite clear from the Rashba, the Beis Yosef clarifies that he's talking about before you wash your hands for a mitzvah, yeah? It's not talking about after you started eating bread, because after you started eating bread, you're doing my body Suda. Yeah, and that's clarified by the Maria Bohav, it's clarified by the Beis Yosef, that they'll be talking about things. The Rashba raised this issue of what people eat before the meal. So he's not writing what's the reason why a person sits down to eat these foods before he's having a meal. What's he doing it for? Is he doing it just as a snack? He wants to just keep his mouth busy? He wants to taste something which is tasty? Or he wants to do appetizer? He doesn't explain. So the Rashba brings the Talmud Yerushalmi. He says, it looks to me that this, what I'm questioning now about things which you eat before you start your meal, before you washed your hands, whether you have to make a bracha achrona or not, is a discussion in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And in the Talmud Yerushalmi seems to be it's a machlokes. Yeah? If you look, it's a Mishnah after Mishnah. In one place, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, in the name of Rav Zairi, that they used to have a minig in Rosh Chodashim to have a meal. So they used to have grapes beforehand, and the Talmud Yerushalmi says, they didn't make a bracha achreina. And Rav Zira says, is it not because they're going to wash hands for Hamoitzi now, and benching will cover it? So therefore you don't have to make a bracha achreina for things you have before. If you straight after that, you're going to start your meal. Then comes the Talmud Yerushalmi later on, a Mishnah later, and he brings this question. The loss of the Yerushalmi is Rabbi Abba Breda Rapapa Bai. He questioned a hand ochal solid. Someone who had some porridge. Ubedaitem meichel pita, and he wants to have bread straight after that. Mao mi brocha. Does he make a brocha on the solid basof, the sofa? Does he make a brocha achroina at the end or not? He says Rabbanon de Kisrin pashten la tzarich levarich basof. The Rabbanon of Kisrin, they conclude that a person has to make a brocha achroina after he's had the Seudas. It seems to be for this Talmud Yerushalmi, not contradictive, but there's an argument. In one place, the Talmud Yerushalmi seems to say that you do have to make, and then earlier on, it says you don't have to make. So, you should know, we're very limited in Mefarshim and Talmud Yerushalmi. We're very limited, and unfortunately, we lost most Pirushim of the Rishonim. We don't have. We aren't Achronim. But here the Rashba brings the Yerushalmi, and he understands the Yerushalmi that way, and says the maskon of the Beis Yosef is that, you know what, although I've got a doubt whether, since it gives me an appetite a bit what I'm eating now before the meal, but since I'm having it before Hamoitzi, it's not included in the meal, says the Rashba. I conclude, like the second maskon of the Yerushalmi, that if someone has food before he washes his hands, even though it helps him a bit in his appetite, she'af hen me'orerim et ha'ta'ava, the Rashba says, that even these things awaken your appetite, yeah? There are some kind of an appetizer as well. I hold that you have to make a bracha achrona after it, like the second Yerushalmi, and that's how he rules halacha lemaisa, the Rashba, that's what he holds. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch never bought the Rashba word by word, never bought this halacha. However, I'm getting there, yeah, Baruch Hashem. I was afraid you'll jump on me and say, well, am I bringing Pesach in the middle of, after Shavuos, yeah, but the Beis Yosef, sorry, Kiddush wine, another thing is, amazing, Baruch Hashem. So we're getting there, slowly. So says the Beis Yosef as follows, Immediately after that, a page after that, the Vesyosa brings the Rosh. The Rosh writes, Dvarim abayim lifnei ha-seuda, things which come before the meal. Now the Rosh is not so clear whether it's before having bread or not, but things which you have before the Seuda, the Rosh writes, Kegon parparaot ve-yayin sheba ligro ulamshich lisod. These things awaken your appetite and makes you eat more, makes you want to eat more, starts exercising your stomach, yeah, not what people think appetizing, things you don't eat, things which start working your stomach, yeah, makes room for more. Yeah. Bichlal asuhudahen beniftarim bebirkas amozen. Seems to be that he brings the Rosh is exactly the opposite of the Rashba. If you look at it b'shitchiut, without going deep into it, you'll understand here there's a clear argument between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rashba concludes that benching will not cover it, and the Rosh concludes that the benching will cover it. Now the Ramah felt in that contradiction, and the Ramah writes that the Rosh is talking about after you've washed hands, after you've made a moitzi already. So it's part of the meal. But most Achronim don't agree to the Kemoshe's interpretation in the Rosh, yeah, because some mashmal I get from the Rosh. And therefore, they hold that there seems to be an argument between the Rosh and the Rashba. Now, it's very strange that the Tosafot should bring one after the other one without even marking and pointing out that there's an argument here. Why doesn't the Tosafot write that there's an argument, that the Rosh is not following the Rashba? And there's a clear, and be machriya, and even if you're not machriya, just mention that there's an argument here. The Tosafot brings it as if there's no argument here. Now, this brings us to the first issue. Let's start slowly, slowly. You mentioned about the camp of Seder night. Beautiful. Seder night, we make Hadoma, the Gemara says, to make Hadoma on Tivul Rishon, yeah, we have to awaken the children to ask questions. Why are we having dips before the meal? Seems to be it wasn't a custom thing to do dips before the meal. And therefore, we have a dip with vegetables, preferably the Gemara says not to have moral, because you're going to have it in the meal, and therefore you want to make the bracha in the meal of Al-Achilas moral, so therefore have take another vegetable, so each community, each kehillah has its own karpas, yeah? Whatever karpas, we have celery usually, because it's got pasim, it reminds of Yosef HaTzadik, saying it pasim, yeah? Whatever that means. So that's the reason why we went down to Mitzrayim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, interesting halacha, Shulchan Aruch writes, you should take less than a kazayis. Why should you take less than a kazayis, says the Shulchan Aruch? Because if you will take more than a kazayis, you might have to make a bracha achrona, we'll soon see why, and therefore you will lose it. Now, there's a machlokes between the Ri and the Rashbam, between Tosfos and Rashbam in Psochim, yeah? Generally, the moral which we have in the middle of the meal, does it require first bracha or not? Adom or not? As a machlokes, Rashbam says that the moral requires that because Hadoma, you have to make Hadoma on the moral. So what do? When we make on the Karpas Hadoma, we have a mind to cover the moral afterwards, and that will cover it. So therefore, seems to me that according to Rashbam, will defeat the idea if we will make a bracha achrona on the Karpas. So we shouldn't make a bracha achrona. But the Tosfos says moral does not require a bracha rishona. Why? Because you're having it in the meal, and sometimes people have vegetables in the meal, and it helps with filling yourself up with your appetite, with eating, since you're having it after the amoitzi, so therefore it's covered with the amoitzi, and you don't have to make adom on the moral. So it comes out, seemingly, that there's an argument between the Ri and the Rashbam, where if one had a kazais before on the kalpa, should he make a brocha achrona? According to the Rashbam, you need the adom, so don't make an after brocha. But the Rashbam doesn't clearly write that. But according to Tosfos, make an after bracha. Anyway, you don't need it. Because for the morrow, you're going to make, you don't have to make Adama. It's covered. So it's the Ri and the Rashbam. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba is determined to say, the Rashba brings the Besyesev and Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, says the Rashba, Sha'alta ma'u levarech betivul rishon, ve'acharab imachal kazayit. You're asking me a question. One of the questions the Rashba was asked, what happens if someone ate a kazayis of karpas? What should he do? Should he make an after bracha or not make an after bracha? The Rashba rules, you should make an after. You have to make an after bracha. Nothing covers the karpas, you've had it before the meal. But I've got a problem. Because I'm worried that I need to make Hadamah on the Maror, so wait until you boil in the fashas, the Baruch HaFeiler, until after you've had the Maror. Eat the Maror. Once you've eaten the Maror, make Baruch HaFeiler. It will cover both things. It will cover the Maror and the Kafas. Middle of the meal. Chiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that in this Yosef. Big Chiddush. Well, I don't know, the shir 72 minutes is a chiddush shir. It's got to do, if you're still hungry for the same thing, then you can't make, if you're hungry again for the same thing, then you have to make, you can't make Baruch HaChol anymore. So 72 minutes is approximately, they said that a shir equal, yeah, where a person feels hungry. So I don't know whether it applies to vegetables. I'm not so sure. If you have something, a little snack, and you do make Baruch HaChol, I'm not so sure 72 minutes will help you. So I'm not going into the shir. Yeah, I'm now discussing the, By the way, say the night was quite quick in those days. Yeah.
According to Twice First, that if you did make
push
is after the kappa, because you're machshir with the mura and you're making an achilas mura, so thus it becomes wunsche einwunde to chassid, that you have to make
achilas. For what?
For chassid. It would only be if you wouldn't make an achilas mura. The moment that you make.
So you're excluding it, but why would I'm attacking it then? After the Moitzi. And also it says, Al Matzotum Rorim Echelu. So smash is part of the meal as well. And Achlamim say a bracha. It's not a raya, the bracha makes it, takes it out. You don't mean the Gaon and Bi'ur Locha, yeah? Have a look at the Gaon and the Bi'ur Locha. See, it says something similar to you, similar to the idea that you make an after bracha after every kois. The Ashkenazi make a bracha after every kois. So the same idea, it says after the Karpus it's an own mitzvah, and then Moro it's got its own mitzvah, and Achlamim. It could be. But I'll get there. So, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Halacha that one should take less than a kazayis. Don't get into this problem. Take karpas less than a kazayis. I know we are starving on Seder night, but take less than a kazayis, dip it in water. By the way, do you wash your hands for less than a kazayis when you tibula v'mashke? The Shulchan Aruch writes clearly that if someone has less than a kazayis of bread, doesn't have to wash his hands. Yesh mi she'ohim she'en tzorech netilas yadayim. And it's a roikeach. And many Rishonim hold like that. The what? That if you have less than a kazayis of bread, you don't have to wash your hands at all. If you have less than a kaveitza, you have to wash your hands without the bracha. But less than a kazayis, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you don't. So how come by karpas is telling us to wash our hands? So the Chida questions this, makes sense, the Bi'ur Locha also touches on this. The Chida tries to differentiate between tibula v'mashke, to eating less than a kazayis of bread, again, regardless of washing the hands. Yeah? And he says that when it comes to less than a kazayis, the reason why we're attacking it is because of Kedusha, and therefore there's no achila less than a kazayis, because tibula v'mashke, mashke is mekabel tuba v'kol shehu, so therefore he differentiates like that. But then Maskana says there's no differentiation. The reason is simply like that. He says, I have less than a kazayis, like the Ma'aril says, in order not to get into Safek Bracha Achreina. If you have a kazayis of carpet, you might have to make it after Bracha. Yeah, so therefore, have less than a kazayis. That's what the Ma'aril says. Have less than a kazayis. And therefore, if you have less than a kazayis, you won't come into a question of Bracha Achreina. And the reason why you wash your hands, even though you're having less than a kazayis, because I get the tune of Kadesh Urchatz won't sound the same without Urchatz. So therefore, since it's been minig yisol from the time of the Gemara to wash your hands, so therefore he left it, the Beis Yosef. Even though for less than kazayis you don't normally wash your hands, you don't have to wash your hands, but we can't change the order and not uproot any netilas yadayim which is involved in the Seder of the night. That's the Chiddush's final answer. You don't say a bracha, no. Yeah, that's even on a more kazayis. The machlokes is showing whether you have to make a bracha or not. Yeah? And the maskana is we don't make a bracha on washing hands. The Maharami Rotenburg Bechlal says that today we're not knowing to wash hands on tibul of a mashke. And a gaser ruach. I know it's a liyad of alperes. It's gaser ruach. Yeah, I'm talking about tibul of a mashke, generally. Okay, let's go back to what we're talking about. So it seems to be by Kalpas, this is where there's an argument whether to make a bracha chayin on vegetables that you have before the meal. Now look at the Rashba's lashon is like that. The Rashba's lashon in Tshuva is as follows. Says the Rashba, Masha achal kodem seuda, what you eat before the meal, ve'eino mesayeh besuda klal, doesn't help you in the suda at all. You have to make a bracha achreina before you wash your hands at moitzi. I can be medayik from the Rashba, the Hadith gives me some help towards having my meal, then I wouldn't have to make an after bracha for something which I eat before I wash at moitzi. Eino mesayeh klal. This is slightly different to the Rashban Chidushim. Rashban says, She'af hen me'oilerim. So it seems to be the main purpose why we are having those foods before Hamoitzi is not for that purpose, to open our appetite. And therefore, doesn't require before bracha. Now, going back to the wine, which he was discussing, why Bemisav to make Kiddush, yeah, we don't make a bracha achrena on wine. It occurred to you, why do we make a bracha achrena? We're having it before that moitzi. We should make a bracha achrena on wine. No? Huh? Why? Because among it before the meal? Ah, you're going to have wine in the meal. Okay, so you should know it's a big argument amongst the Rishonim. The Rambanim Lecham says you should make a bracha achrena on Kiddush wine. The Rav Amram, one of the early Rishonim, one of Goinim, he holds you should make a bracha achrena on Kiddush, but he says that if you're going to have a cup of wine after benching for Birkas Hamazon, that, by the way, Rav Amram, massive Kiddush Rav Amram holds that benching covers the Kiddush cup, because a Muslim cup of wine. It's an amazing thing. You can have hanoah of something, and you rely on the bracha achrena you made beforehand. Benching covers only by you have to make it the hesek hadat, the hefsek, so you have to make it before bracha, but the after bracha gets covered because the case of because a Muslim comes for benching, it's covered with the benching. So you can drink a cup of wine and bench beforehand for it. Yeah? Interesting thing about Rabbi. Went before, bench, you bench, when did you bench? Before. Yeah, that covers the alagefen of the wine. That's what Rav Amram said. Benching cup. After benching, you make alakos, that kos is covered with the benching. Because it's attached to the suda. Aloch is not like that. Aloch, you have to make a separate bracha. I'm just giving Rav Amram's svara. Now, I'll tell you why I bring Rav Amram. Very important here. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if you did have a kazais of karpas before the meal, should you make a bracha achrena? Should you do like the Rashba or not? Should you make a bracha achrena or not? So says the Mishnah Berurah, the conclusion of Mishnah Berurah says that you're washing your hands for moral, since benching will cover the moral, therefore it will cover also the karpas which I had before the meal. Chidush, not the Mishnah Berurah writes. That because a Muslim is going to cover moral, it will cover the karpas which you have beforehand as well. That means otherwise karpas wouldn't be covered. I've got the kinyan agav. You know kinyan agav in Chodesh Shemit? You know what kinyan agav means? Agav, the moral's benching. That when you bench, it covers moral. Agav that, the karpas which you had before the Almighty, it will cover that as well. The pele is, you know that the famous argument in Shulchan Aruch whether you should make a broch of shahakol on water in the middle of the meal. You're supposed to make or not. Big machlok is showing him. Most Rishonim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tzarfatim, most Rishonim hold that water in the middle of the meal does not require a first bracha. Why? It's coming to help you digest the food, push the food down. So therefore, en achila b'lo yishtia, and therefore, you don't have to make a first bracha on the day. Who argues with that? The Ravid asks. The Ravid argues with that. The Ravid holds that water in the middle of the meal requires a bracha rishon. It says, thirst and hamoitzi have nothing to do with each other. One you're hungry, one you're thirsty. So they're for separate things. Hamoitzi will not cover drinking in the middle of the meal. Comes along the Rosh and says, let's not get into an argument. Let's sit before the meal, have a little bit of water. We'll cover the water inside the meal. Huh? And therefore we will have to make a bracha for the water. What happens? What? Sorry? In the meal. Have a little bit of water before. Make a bracha. Of course make a bracha before. Yeah, and therefore we'll cover the water inside the meal. The water which you're having inside the meal. Because it's been covered. So it will be yoytze the shit of the Ravid. The what? The Rosh brings the sachar. Yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it lemaise. Sorry? Shabbos is going to problem because you're having wine. Okay, so we're going back to the problem whether you make it after bracha on wine or not. Yeah, la'alocha, the Rosh says you don't make an after bracha on the Kiddush wine because it gets covered with the bench with Kiddush Mokum Suda, one reason. And the second reason, the Rosh is going, according to his opinion, wine is an appetizer. Wine is migrar gari. So if it's an appetizer, if you're having it before your meal, it'll enhance your meal. That's why Chazal will metaken akun to Rashbam kiddush on a cup of wine, which is a choshuv cup of wine, which you have before the meal because it opens your appetite. That's why Chazal will koyve a kiddush on that, because it's got great chashivus, because it's connected to the meal. So the Rosh holds you don't make a bar. I'm just bringing it as a, the Mishabura writes, what happens if you had water to solve the machlokes? You had water before, you had the revis water, you had too much water, you shouldn't have done that. You know the famous story of Rav Chaim Vital? Rav Chaim Vital once came to the Arizal and he had a mark on his forehead. The Arizal looks at him, says, what have you done wrong today? So Rav Chaim Vital tells him, that's the man who was in control of all his actions. Yeah, he straight away told him what he did wrong. He said, I think, well, what I've done is, I had a cup of wine, a cup of water before my meal, and I had a revis, and I was in doubt whether to make a bracha achreino or not. I didn't make. The Arizal says, that's the mark on your forehead. You should have done a bracha achreino. The water is not connected to the meal. You should make an after bracha. Interesting. Some people criticize this and say, lo bashamayim hi. Yeah, achros Arizal lo bashamayim hi. The truth is, the Arizal wasn't machreya anything. He saw a mark on his forehead. Yeah. So a person can't go up to Shammai and get punished and say, Lova Shammai me, please don't interfere, don't punish me. He got the punishment. He was a mark on his forehead. So here there was an achra, not from the Arizal. Yeah, it was a clear punishment given to Rav Chaim Vital. The Mishabura so too concludes, if someone has a revised water before the meal and he's not going to have water during the meal, he should make a bracha achreina. That's what the Mishabura holds. Like the Mahalchu, like the Arizal. Oh, what happens now if you're having water in the meal and therefore you made a bracha to cover the waters in the meal and you forgot to make a bracha achreina on the revis water which you had before the meal, which you should have done, and you went into the meal? So I would have thought it's like the kalpas. But the kalpas, the Mishavura told me that if you had a little bit of kalpas, you had more than a shir, more than a kazais, which required an after bracha, don't make an after bracha. The moral which you'll have there, the benching of the moral, because the mazon of the moral will cover also the kalpas beforehand. So why don't we say the same thing by water? If I had water, a revis, before my meal, and I washed for my meal, now I'm having more water, why shouldn't the birkas hamazon which covers my water, no question about it, the birkas hamazon will cover the water, there's no argument. The only question was in bracha rishayna. Although the Prima Godim seems to hold that there's an argument also about after bracha, if you have water in the middle of the meal, yeah, but the Levush and Sad holds not like that. You don't make, that's what Mishabur Zachroj, the Kaf HaChaim also holds like that. That if you had, after bracha, there's no argument about it, benching will cover water which you drank during the meal, benching will cover it. What is the idea here? What's going on here? Why is the Mishabura saying that even if you're having Tzorech Chiyun? I don't understand. Why not? Why shouldn't benching cover it? Agav! Let's make a Kinyan Agav. Agav, it covers the water which I'm drinking during the meal with the food. Agav, it should cover also the water which you drank before. I think there's a big difference between moral and karpas to water. Water, having water before the meal, doesn't do anything to your stomach. Water is an inyan of thirst, according to the opinion, which doesn't help, yeah? So therefore, the water which you're having during the meal, that helps my food. That's lishrot et ha-ma'achal. That's why it gets covered by benching. But the water which I had before I even started eating has got nothing to do with the meal. Why should benching cover it? There's no agav here. Moral and karpas is not like that. Karpas is a vegetable. It's not water. It's something which you food. It would be covered if you had it in the middle of the meal, the vegetables, wouldn't it? Because it does something to your stomach. It fills you slightly, not a lot. So therefore that...
You're... In the reception before, then the water is doing the same function as the water in the middle of the meal.
Oh, so what happens if you're having a reception when?
Before the meal.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And the water which you're drinking is the same function of pushing down the food as you're at the reception.
That's sad. Yeah, you eat so much sometimes in the reception, you need water to push it down. Yeah. But that again, that food is not the food on the meal. So therefore, for that food... The water is only for food which you have in the middle of the meal. That's why it gets covered. If you have water to push food down which you had a few hours before the meal, or just before the meal, it's not part of the meal. Why should benching cover it? So therefore, what does water cover? Water which comes lishot et ha-ma'achal which you had during the amaitzi, after the amaitzi, not before that. So therefore there's no agav.
The Rambam says that you should drink before the meal.
Oh, I always thought that the argument which make a bracha on water during the meal or not was between the Rambam. Rambam holds you shouldn't have water in the middle of the meal. It's not good. Your body brings out mitzei keva, what's it called, acids to break up the food, and you're flushing it down. Don't drink water during the meal.
You have water just to push down the food. Why do you make it up at all? It's not the siboy.
Oh, before the meal. Yes, so the Mishavura writes very carefully. He's right. The Mishavura says, when you're having before the meal to cover water in the meal, make sure you're thirsty. Because if you're not thirsty, you've got a problem, make a bracha. That's yeah, we're holding after that. 100%. Yeah? Very good. So anyway.
You make bracha yeah. on the water.
Yeah.
In the meal, it's not good. But you decide to drink water before benching.
Yeah.
In the meal, so he has to make bracha. We show him
now. If he had before?
He had before, did
bracha finished. He did bracha finished. Then you have in the middle, halacha lemaisa, if you went in, you just take a bit of sugar, if you resh amayim and you worry for the rabbi shita, that water in the middle of the meal needs a bracha, you should take a little bit of sugar, make shakoy. Yeah, but otherwise, don't make a bracha. Sheva al tais, don't make a bracha, suffer brachas. I agree with you, don't make a bracha. If today you go into a meal without making a bracha, you got a problem. Yeah? So what the difference between the Rosh, we want to try and say that the Rashba and the Rosh and the Bais Yosef, when they sound as if they're arguing with each other, we could settle it in this way. That if you're specifically having foods before you wash a moitzi, in order as an appetizer, now many people make a mistake in appetizer. A new diet, I think an appetizer means that it gets your stomach exercising. What people take vegetables which don't fill you in, don't interfere with your appetite, that's not called appetizers necessarily, yeah? Unless you tell me that, yeah, I feel it makes me an appetizer. So if you're having it for an appetizer, then you're having it to help you with the meal. So even if you had it before the meal, even the Rashba will agree you don't make a bracha choyna, because it's a necessity for the meal. Because even the Rashba agrees on a wine, you don't make a bracha choyna. Bracha choyna after Kiddush. Why does he hold like that? Kiddush Mokum Sud is a very weak answer. But if you're having it as tasters, like today people go and eat in a reception and they're just eating for the sake of eating, yeah? Not as an appetizer, they're about to have a 3-4 course meal. So there's no problem of having appetizers within your meal. So those people are not having it as an appetizer. If they have before the meal, they should make a bracha achreina after that. It's before a moitzi. Why should benching cover it at all? And to settle the Mishnah Berurah, I think that this could be the difference between water. The water gets only covered by benching because it's coming lishro it's a machal. But that you can only say water which you drink during the meal. Water which you drink before the meal, benching will never cover it. Why should benching cover water which you have? It's not coming for anything to do with the meal. You're just thirsty. This won't be halacha. Yeah, sorry. The Rambam says you should have but long before the meal. Half an hour before. There's no shaila about it. If you have half an hour before water, why should the benching cover it? That's too muflag. It's too far. Okay, it could be. Well, where's the Rambam say don't make a bracha achrein after the water? He doesn't. Yeah, so I don't know whether from the Rambam there's much of a riot. Okay, there's more to discuss on this topic. I tried to push it as much as I could in half an hour.